B-Pod Studios.
Five o'clock hour of the Mike Missanelli show to wrap up the week. 5 o'clock hour. I want this to be the best hour to wrap up the week. You know, when you leave on a Friday and you have a good hour, you feel good about the weekend coming up.
That's right.
Right? Like, I can go home and say, man, that was a really good hour, instead of going home and you know, just moping around.
Yeah, like limping to the finish.
Right. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. No, excuse me. No, it's brought to by Guided Jordan Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Jordan Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So earlier today we talked about like some food violations. Like, have you ever seen people eat pizza with a knife and fork?
Yes, I don't get it.
Yes. A lot of people eat pizza with a knife and fork because sometimes it's floppy and they don't like the floppiness of it.
So you curl it over.
Fold it.
Fold it.
All right. So how about the cutting the spaghetti with a knife and fork? I see a lot of people do that. I cringe when I see it.
I have a, it's kind of a food violation, but it might just be a personal pet peeve.
What's that?
I have that thing where if I hear somebody chewing, it drives me up a wall. Chewing.
You hear somebody chewing?
Even if their mouth's closed?
No, it's when people chew with their mouth open.
Oh, yeah.
I cringe.
That's disgusting.
I cringe.
At your table or at somebody else's table?
It could be anywhere. If I can hear it, I think it's called misophonia.
Is it?
Yeah, it's an actual thing.
I get a problem
when
somebody wears a hat.
At a table?
At dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also have, earlier today, Martinez holds his fork like this and cuts his steak. Like you were taught when you're 12, when you couldn't manage it any other way, you didn't have the dexterity in your fingers.
Yeah.
He still holds it like that. we're getting some feedback on food violations.
Yes, we are.
We're not? Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, throw a few at me.
Okay, so someone said ketchup on eggs.
I don't eat eggs, so I don't know what that's about.
Okay, mayo.
Ketchup work with eggs? I don't know.
Nah.
Some people put them on scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I'm against it.
Ketchup on home fries, I go with.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone said ketchup on pizza.
What?
People do that.
That's a terrible violence.
One of my best friends growing up put ketchup on her pizza.
I'm glad you said
what would be the point? There's already sauce on it. Why would be the point of the ketchup?
I guess just extra flavor.
Such a metagon act. Right
mayo on a cheesesteak.
Well, see, I have two different theories about this. Because when I get a cheesesteak hoagie, where I'll get the lettuce and tomato and the cheesesteak, which is a good cheesesteak every now and then. I get it at Larry's over there on City Line F and 54th and City Line. And I'll put a little mayo on the cheesesteak as long as it's got the tomato lettuce action.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no.
I worked at a pizza shop for years in high school,
mm-hmm.
and we got a lot of orders for cheesesteaks with mayo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, normally that's a violation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about pineapple on pizza? See, this is very debatable.
The biggest violation of them all.
No, I don't.
You think so?
Huge violation.
I don't do pineapple on pizza. I don't do the barbecue chicken on a pizza. To me, it's a bastardization pizza.
Do you do the eggplant? I like the breaded eggplant.
No, I don't do the eggplant either. I'm a
cheese pepperoni.
Margarita, brick oven margarita type of guy.
Gotcha.
Or I'll put a little sausage on it.
Yeah, but no, pineapple, people, it's a huge violation.
Yeah, it's California.
The Hawaiian
California
pizza?
Thing.
It's a violation.
California.
I don't think it's
and
that bad.
Yeah, it's a violation.
Medigon. You're a Medigon.
I am a Medigon.
Yeah. So that works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
I admit it. I'm fine with it.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Matt Downingtown. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
What's going on, Matt?
Yeah, another food violation would be when people put mayonnaise on an Italian hoagie.
Yeah, you got to go oil.
Yeah, nah.
You get a little high-grade olive oil. But most people, when you get a hoagie, they're just putting, like, vegetable oil on that hoagie and not olive oil.
Nah, yeah.
You got to watch people try to sneak the vegetable oil on that.
Yeah, and how good's that Diablo going to taste from Tyrone this week?
Is Virginia up by 21 all of a sudden after being down by 12? Tyrone, your boys are getting hammered.
You know what? I hate Virginia so much that it's worth buying the sandwich to put in the atmosphere that they would lose this
game.
They
were up 12 points. What a reversal. It's a 32-point reversal.
Yeah, this Gardner Webb team's a fraud team, too. They stink.
Yeah, man, there's nothing better than a sandwich, a good sandwich, other than a sandwich one.
You know, oh, yeah, especially when you win it. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And so, I actually had a quick point about the Flyers. You think it's time to pull out the violin?
As far as the season being over?
Yeah.
They lost those two games before they beat the Penguins. That was out.
Yeah, now I thought they made a good run there, though. But
they did, and you know what? The future is bright for them. Next year, we'll see what kind of team they'll be.
No, I agree.
I'm not like down on the Flyers right now because I think the way they played in the second half of the year, they've got the up and coming goaltender now, so they at least give you a little interest.
No, absolutely, and I think Tampa Bay has just outclassed everybody this year. So
yeah, they're not in that category yet, and they probably won't even be in that category next year. But I think they're building something.
Okay. All right, Mike. All right. Have a good weekend.
Right, you got it, buddy. Let's go Shelly and Cherry Hill. What's up, Shelly?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Shelly.
So I'm a Penn State grad of 1992.
Mm-hmm.
I was an All-American there for track.
Oh.
So here's my question for you.
What events? What events, Shelly?
High jump. I have the record still.
You have the record for a high jump?
Six feet. I'm only 5'4".
Damn!
Yeah.
Good you. I'm going to have to look you up right now.
Please do. Shelly Mitchell.
Shelly Mitchell. I'm going to check that out right now.
Actually, I'm the first Big Ten champion in the pentathlon. When we first, that was my senior year, we went into the Big Ten.
Oh, my God.
Throwing that out there.
That is awesome. Are you from Jersey?
I'm from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Okay.
Born and raised, full scholarship at Penn State.
Beautiful. That's impressive.
But my question for you is, what are your thoughts on Miles Sanders going to the Eagles?
I like it.
I know he didn't have a great...
No, I like it. I think he's in play. I think he's in play for the Eagles. Yep.
I think he's good on the field.
Yep. I think he's in play. If they decide not... Like, he could be a third-round pick if they want to... I think they can get him in a third-round pick.
Yes. That's all I want to say.
Okay. You got it.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I'm going to look you up.
I love you guys.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Shelly Mitchell... Penn State track. I can't get any information. That's the wrong website to pull up. Oh, she was on the cover.
Really?
She's on the cover of the track and field yearbook.
Well, she was the champion.
Let's see. We got images. No, these are runners. I get the wrong one, though. All right, let's go to AJ in West Philly. AJ, you're 975 The Fanatic. AJ.
What up, Mike?
What's going on, AJ?
I'm good. First, I got a comment on the other day. Y'all was talking about getting a cheesesteak from Rite Aid.
Yeah, I made the mistake of grabbing a cheesesteak from their sandwich.
Super violation. I remember when Tyrone said, man, in the hood, we got all our own cheesesteak spots we go to, like Larry's, Jim's, Pagano's. You can't go to no little side store and get a cheesesteak.
Listen, man, I didn't go there to get a cheesesteak. I went there and I picked up a couple items and I was in line ready to check it out. Now, at the checkout line, they had put in this big circular counter, much like Wawa has their finished sandwiches. And I looked at it, and they had hoagies there, and they had a cheesesteak there. And I go, okay, well, I've had a cheesesteak at Wawa. It looks similar, so let me try it. No, it wasn't salivating for it. It was like a test balloon.
I understand. I'm going to Pizza to get my cheesesteak and a beef pepperoni pizza. You know, I my son like with ground beef. But, let's get on this football tip, man.
Uh-huh.
I like what the Nat Thomas said, because that's what I was thinking about. The Eagles owe me two running backs. I like the boy Sanders from Penn State. And look, Mike, we don't have no third-round pick, so Howie better make some magic on that third round.
Uh-huh.
And I also like the boy Bryce Love from Stanford.
Okay.
I thought he was coming from last year.
Yeah, he's a little banged up, though, but I like him, too, if he's there.
Look, the Eagles, when Alvin Kamara and Kareem Hunt was out, they owed me two running backs, and look what happened. So looking forward, if you can, you got to pick two guys out this draft, because that's going to protect Carson Wentz and finish off our offense and we could potentially have the best offense in the NFC, man.
Yeah, I like it. All right,
hey, come on, y'all be looking good on that Sixers outsider. That background look crazy in the back. I gotta put a barbershop back there or something. I know y'all can impose with.
Well, you got the new background, Tyrone, because you used to have the brick wall.
We got a new one coming soon.
Oh, it's not there yet?
Not there yet. It's coming soon. That's what I was told. I haven't even seen it yet. I'm going to see it this week, this coming week.
Okay.
Yeah, all new stuff over there.
Really?
Yeah, all new stuff.
You need that new background.
Yeah, do some new stuff. It'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Les. Is he calling from St. Joe's? Les from St. Joe's? Go ahead, Les. Oh, South Jersey. Go ahead, Les. Yeah.
How you doing, Mike?
Good, Les. How you doing?
All right. I'm just an old-timer calling in about a major gripe to something that always bothers me.
What's that?
Because I'm 80-some years old. I watch a lot of baseball over here. I get upset with the dress code of the ball players.
You got upset with the dress code of the ball players in which way? They're good?
Sparky Anderson days, haircut and shave before each game, all uniforms. All matched together. Man, what's happened to sports? Silver shoes.
Haircuts and shoes are bugging you?
Sparky, I said, when Sparky Anderson was the manager.
Come on, Les. You know progress happens, right?
Huh?
Progress happens, right? You didn't grow up with a microwave, did you?
No.
I'll bet you have one now, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, okay, it made it easier, didn't it? So it's progress.
I mean, these guys can't even keep a baseball hat on their head without falling off.
Come on, Les. You kill me. I appreciate that you're an old timer, but times change, man. You know? I mean, back when you were playing baseball, they were wearing woolies.
I think we need a dress code. I really do. You can come out there and see Ringling Brothers.
Why do you need a dress code? Like, what's wrong with individuality with hair? Haircuts.
One guy's got, four guys got four long pants. Four guys got short pants.
Uh-huh.
And you got their regular.
Well, it depends on how you feel comfortable. You feel comfortable with the longer pants that go down to the shoe, or you feel comfortable with the ones that go below the knee, which makes you feel faster. Yeah,
it should make them all feel comfortable.
Well, why? What's the difference? Why would they have to look the same?
I'm out there looking like a crazy man.
That's enough of Les. I can't take Les.
Is he talking about?
I love the old timers, but they just have to give a why. You can't just say because that's how it was.
Well, that's
just
give a reason. That's all they say.
Was he referencing when Sparky Anderson played or when he was the manager?
Had to be when he was when he bought it. Because
he played in 1959.
He could have been. He saw him play.
Did Cincinnati Reds when he was managing? Did they have
that was
facial hair? Were they clean shaven?
That was 70 to 78.
Was there a facial hair roll back then?
I don't know. On the Reds, I don't know about the 77 Red, the big red machine.
And he was the manager of the Tigers from 79 to 95?
Yeah, I knew that part. Yeah,
yeah.
But by then, those guys were dressing all kinds of ways. There was beards and all that stuff by the time he was with the Tigers.
This kind of thing's irrelevant anymore, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm all for the old-timers as long as... Mm-hmm. But it's not good enough to be an old-timer say, because I said so.
Like, what is the benefit of the dress code?
If you have a reason, I'm all for it. Just give a reason.
Because they want to take them back to when they were, like, young, and that's the way it looked when they were young, and they don't want to lose their youth.
1959.
You know, like, they're resistant to progress and changes and looks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's proven that the game itself is enhanced when the players have the individuality because the fans then tune in for that star. So I don't understand how players play with the gold chains. But when players do, people notice it, and then they comment and they pay more attention to the player. It gives them personality.
Right. Now, Bryce Harper has changed his hair. It looks more conventional. He used to have it tight and then flipped.
Yeah, he's not as flippy. But
it's like he's more mature with his haircut.
Yeah, he's probably.
But I like the other way better.
Me too, because it was unique to him.
Exactly.
Now there's other people with a similar haircut to him.
Right.
Booney said that when he managed the Reds, Marge Schott was the owner, and she said no facial hair.
All right, there you go. Well, that's what he's talking about when he managed the Cincinnati Reds when they had the big red machine.
Well, we know a lot about Marge.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
You might not always have the right idea.
610-632-0975. Two lines are open. TJ in West Grove, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. TJ.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, TJ?
How you guys doing? I just wanted to know if, you know, the way the Sixers been playing lately, does this, you know, give any more confidence going into the postseason, or do you still think they, you know, probably make it second round?
No, I think it gives a total confidence. They've shown they can beat Milwaukee in a high-pressured environment when they needed a win, and the Boston game is the same thing. They needed to win that game, and they came through. I think that's a growth period for both those games for that team.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I wanted to see where you stood on the running back situation with the Eagles.
I think they need one.
Yeah, exactly. And do you think I'm a big Penn State guy also, so I don't let these guys rag you, but
you want Miles Sanders?
Yeah, I want Miles Sanders. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take Miles Sanders, but you know, I'm tempted if the kid from Alabama is there when the Eagles pick in the first round. How could you not take him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could take him, but I don't see him being there.
I'm looking at all these mock drafts. It's pretty close to their number. Like, he's like 22, 23, 24 in that area. He could slide.
And who knows how he might work some magic and do something, trade up.
Yeah, trade up, they grab him if they like him that much. And that kid's a stud. That kid is one of those kids that you can give the ball a lot to because he's young, he's hardy. And then you can spell in the other guys.
Yeah, I like both options, but Miles Sanders is my more likable choice.
Well, you're a Penn State guy, that's why. He wasn't that impressive in college, to be honest with you. He was supposed to be, but he really wasn't. Steve in Roxborough. Steve, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Steve.
Gentlemen and lady, how are you all doing today?
What's up, Steve?
I'm doing okay. Natalie, you dated me. When you said 1959, I was born in 1959. I just turned 60.
God bless you, Stevie.
Yeah, I'm getting up there, and then when I start saying back in the day.
Yeah, I hear you.
As far as the one thing that's always gotten me since I've been in Philadelphia, why is everything a violation? Why can't you do it how you want to do it as long as you ain't hurt nobody and you eating it for yourself?
You can't. You cut your spaghetti with a fork and knife.
Huh?
You cut your spaghetti with a fork and knife.
No, I don't. But I'm saying that I can't down nobody else because they do
it. Well, you can because you're ruining the essence of the spaghetti. The spaghetti is not meant to be eaten in little slivers. It's meant to be rolled into a nice little ball of yarn, and then goes down that way.
Well, but that's the way I was taught to do it. But I can, Chris, if anybody does, as long as they enjoy it, hey, that's the way
It's just laziness if you're cutting it with a knife and fork. That's what it is. It's laziness. It's laziness with your food. It's not. You got to respect the food the way it's supposed to be eaten.
Okay, I guess I'll learn that when I move down to Florida. I guess I'll see how they do things in Florida.
There you go. Always respect the food. Do not bastardize the food.
Okay, all right. Point taken.
Okay.
Now, as far as let's look at the Philadelphia sports for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you brought up the Sixers,
mm-hmm.
that was going to be my main point. Good wins all around. The one game that I thought that some people were overlooking was the Charlotte game. Now, we know how big a game Milwaukee was. Their best record in the league right now. Now, they just lost one of their main players, but you can't look at that. You know, they know that when you lose someone, everybody else got to step up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Brogdon went down. Now, I think Mirotić is also down into the start of the playoffs. But the Sixers, they handled their business in Milwaukee. Now, I think you play them again in about a week or so. You play them again.
Yeah, that game's irrelevant, though, to me.
Well,
They made their statement in Milwaukee. They can rest players from now. They got the third seed locked up. There's no immediacy to win that game.
True, but still, you still need to keep winning. You want to keep the momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's what you know. Now
rest a couple guys against them. You don't need the game.
Probably, yeah. Well, I would probably say, yeah, you may want to start doing that on down the stretch, so that way you get you guys
exactly.
Ready
and you play them in 13 days, so that's down the stretch.
Mm. Now, as far as the Boston is concerned, now that one, that was a psychological thing because the way they beat you in the past, you know, you can beat them, but remember these four words, best of seven series.
Yeah, now, I got you. You know, here's what you're worried about. You're worried about your Golden State Warriors having to play the Sixers in a seven-game series.
Hey, well,
that's what you're worried. You never live it down because you're a Philadelphia sports caller, and if the Sixers dare upset them, you got nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. Bay Area.
Look at you calling them out. You called them.
I did.
Y'all got to worry Mr. about Bay this. Area. Y'all got to worry
see,
about
trying,
that.
He's trying to chisel away at the Sixers because of his squad. All right, some finals in the NCAA tournament. UC Irvine, my squad. 70-64 over Kansas State. Iowa beats Cincinnati. Upset. Oklahoma crushes Ole Miss. Tennessee. That's my pick to surprise and go to the Final Four, survive Colgate, the toothpaste university, 77-70. Virginia, 71. Gardner-Webb, 56. And that means a sandwich coming to me. And at halftime, my other squad, the Bulls of Buffalo, 44 over Bobby Hurley's Arizona State team, 31. Take a break. We're back after this. 97.5 Fanatic NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh my God, I am repulsed by that milk and spaghetti thing that you just heard from Martinez. Milk and spaghetti. Oh, time for final Twitter poll numbers. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Miss Natalie.
Over 1,700 votes today, Mike. What was the biggest thing that happened this week? 66% say Sixers win streak. 14% say Harper's homers. 18% go Phil Martelli's firing. And 2% say Fran Dunphy's last game.
All righty. By the way, yesterday, our old gal Linda called in. And we hadn't heard from her for a long time. She's very saucy. Older baseball fan, and she said she has been unable to watch the games because she had to cut the cord on her cable, couldn't afford the cable or TV. And we had a couple people call with offers to provide her with cable and TV.
Yeah.
That's so, great.
Linda, if you're listening, we would love to get in touch with you and try to make this happen for you. So please call us because we don't have your number. All right. Hopefully she's listening. Let's go to James and Brigantine. James, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. James.
Oh, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, James?
Long time.
Thanks, buddy.
You three together are awesome. I every day I watch, and it's a lot of fun. Now, the thing you were talking about earlier about the clean shave and the hair, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with that was back in the day, there was less equipment. It was mandatory to shave the day of the game and have your hair, you know, cut in proper order. And that was from the head coaches.
Yeah, but it wasn't every manager.
I'm talking about the 40s and the 50s.
Oh, in the 40s and 50s.
Into the
well.
60s. Okay.
Yeah, but like, the times changed. Like the 70s were a radical decade, right? Everybody was growing their hair long and growing beards and stuff like that. So times change.
That's when it changed in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's fine. And then we had AI, and then we have the, you know, the braid. Let's see, I'll be honest with you. Like the Franco Herrera thing, if I were them, I would cut them for good luck. Because it hasn't seemed to bring them any luck.
I
would change it up. It's like J.J. Redick changing his hair. You're like, sometimes you got to change it up a little bit.
J.J. going a little high and tight these days.
He's going high and flat. Like he's gone high, but he's flattening the top. He used to have the top pushed up a little bit. But in the case of Franco and Odubel Herrera, that look, although I like it, doesn't seem to be working for him.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
So change it up a little bit. Do something a little different. Maybe, you know, you can always grow them back. I know it takes a long time to grow back. But, you know, change it up and see if you feel differently.
Yeah. Now, what are you saying about resting the players? I missed that a little bit.
Yes, down the stretch. The Sixers have the third seed locked up. So there's going to be a game, and I would expect J.J. Redick gets a maintenance game against Atlanta the next time they play. Then they play Orlando, and then give somebody else a maintenance day. These are the times where you rest them coming down the stretch, because these starters are going to have to play close to 40 minutes in these playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Totally agree on that. Yeah.
In fact, the next four games, you can pick your next five games, six games, you can pick your spots. You got Atlanta, Orlando, Brooklyn, Minnesota, Dallas, Atlanta.
No, you're right, because they're going to be playing 35 minutes, 40 minutes a game.
Exactly. So get some maintenance going right here. Get some maintenance on. You got four games on the road. Well, you can't. You rest a guy against on the road, and now at home against Brooklyn, maybe you play him all. I don't know, but four games on the road, rest some dudes.
I agree. And Mike, have a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what are you going to be upset in Minnesota if J.J. Redick doesn't play?
As of now, the coach claims that everyone's playing on the road trip.
Really?
That's what he said today.
Well, I don't
that
know.
That also means everybody's going, and then he can pick his spots.
I wouldn't handle it that way. Yeah, you can still go. You don't have to play.
Yeah, so we'll see what actually happens.
Let him sit on the bench. Be a Villanova walk-on.
Unless he's thinking they're three games behind the Warriors. Is he thinking home court in the finals? I'm asking. Could he be thinking home court in the finals? Because they're catchable.
Maybe.
Because they will rest guys.
Who knows? All right, let's go to, where are we going? Roderick in North Carolina. Roderick, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Rod?
Hi, Mike. Tyrone, Nat. How's everybody doing this Friday evening?
Fantastic.
So first of all, I just wanted to say I've been, you know, listening to you since I was a middle schooler, and just want to say thank you for all you've done.
Well, thank you. A middle schooler. I may have corrupted your mind as a middle schooler.
Only in the good ways. So first of all, I just want to say, as a guy who has to be clean-shaven every morning and have his hair cut, it's not fun. I don't see why anyone would want to do that.
Well, what kind of a job position do you have? What do you do?
I'm in the Army.
Oh, in the Army. Oh, wow. Can't be stumbling in the Army.
No, sir. And then I've been at Camp McCall, been cut off from civilization for the past 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to get your take on everything that's happened with the Eagles. You know, when I left, we were negative in the cap space, and I come back and, you know, we're...
I think it's been a very successful offseason, which can be more successful if they add a running back. They got Deshaun back. They got a really good defensive tackle. The linebacker situation is still a little iffy, but they signed Darby. I saw him the other day. He looked pretty good. The receivers are obviously together. The offensive line, they're bringing back Jason Peters for one more year, so you cross your fingers there. But I think their offseason has been pretty decent.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about the whole running back position. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I went to high school with Josh Adams, so, you know, I'm a little partial there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the whole J.J., he hasn't gotten the contract yet. Do you think we're going to re-sign him, or where do you think the Eagles are going with
J.J.? J.J. is a possibility, depending on, like, what they think they can do elsewhere, if they can get another, make a trade for somebody or not. But he's all in the mix. I mean, you got Adams, you got Wendell Smallwood, you got J.J., you got Darren Sproles. Who am I missing? Am I missing one other guy? Oh, Clement. So there's five guys that you have right there. I wouldn't trust any of them, frankly. So I may go out and make a trade for somebody and then draft somebody so I'm secure there, rather than keep crossing your fingers that these guys are going to, you know, come along. James in Germantown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Hey, Mike, what are the Eagles doing? They're getting the band back together. They got D-Jag back, and if they want a running back, why don't they just bring up a LeGarrette Blount, try to sign him for a year?
Nah, the guy's a little older now, man. He's like 34. He's not.
You only need a running back.
Yeah, he's not going to give you much. He averaged like less than 3 yards a carry last year.
And as you use rest in the Sixers, I think that's a bad idea, because if they, the longer they play together and get used to playing together, these last 10 games will be as far as they go.
Yeah, you know, that's a consideration, but you also have 34-year-old J.J. Redick.
Well, McConnell can spell him for a minute.
Well, as I'm saying, like, I think J.J. would be a guy that needs some rest.
He can
come back in. It's not like he hasn't played. He's a veteran player. He's not going to mess up their vibe if you rest him a game.
If they play together, it's no team in basketball that they can't.
Well, they're starting five, yeah. Now their bench has to get a little more productive, but we'll see if that happens. Shake Milton is Tyrone's secret weapon. They bring Shake in. He can turn into the playoff hero.
He can turn into a guy who can make a wide open three. That's all I'm asking.
And he would play before TJ in your mind?
No.
No?
No, he would play after Scott, TJ, and Amir.
Uh-huh.
When I had a nice guy.
Ennis?
Yeah, Ennis. No. Yeah,
Scott, Ennis,
TJ, Ennis.
That's eight. He would be your nine.
He'd be my nine.
All right.
And I wouldn't always play a nine. But in a playoff game, an open three-pointer can be the difference between a win and a loss. Mm-hmm. And I think he can make it. I don't think Simmons at this point, Jonathan Simmons, can make one.
All right. We got Sound Off coming our way in 5 minutes right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get into the Sound Off line. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line and leave a message, and you may make it to the big show if your content is really good or interesting or maybe even foolish, because we play all brands here on Sound Off. Let's close out the week with a Friday Sound Off.
I can't believe the amount of haters that are calling up after this win. This is almost like we lost. Oh, this guy didn't do anything. What is up with all these closet Boston fans, all these Sixer haters? I have no clue.
Nah, man, they're just looking for perfection. This is the thing. We make the mistake. In the NBA, there's no such thing as perfection. So there's going to be runs, there's going to be leads that you lose, but if you make the plays in the end like the Sixers did, you know, they were down in that fourth quarter, 6 minutes left, they made enough plays to win the game. That's all that should matter to people.
I still want to fire Brett Brown. I'm tired of this. Brett didn't win that game. Marcus Smart won that game for us. He turned the whole game around, got everybody pissed off. He's still a clueless moron coach. And you know what? He has no heart. I tell you what, you're going to see, come May, that clueless guy is going to blow it in the first round. Fire Brett Brown.
How about if you looked at it this way? Was it possible that Brett Brown, after that thing with Marcus Smart happened, actually re-motivated his team to play with a little more gusto? How about that?
You're out of your mind for even considering Brett Brown's job.
ever once this season. The Sixers are 69.2% in 5-point differential wins with 5 minutes to go. That is the highest in the league, followed by the Bucks and the Nuggets.
It's a good stat. That shows the coaching acumen. But even with all these stats and even all this hate and this love, it still comes down to whether they get past the second round. Because that's my Waterloo right there, the second round.
Sixers need to stop that switching when they play the Celtics. That's the reason why this nut gets open. Horford only gets open and is killing Embiid because Embiid keeps switching off. They keep switching every time they run pick and roll. Stay on your man. Horford ain't going to do nothing.
Let me see. Did he kill him in this game, Tyron? I don't know.
He had 22 points, but...
He didn't kill him. Embiid had what, 37 and 22? Al Horford really destroyed him.
22 and 60.
Oh, man. This is the old narratives you're bringing up.
And here's the thing. Over the long haul, if you have to choose Kyrie open or Horford open, you choose Horford. Sometimes you have to let somebody beat you. You'd rather Horford beat you than Tatum or Kyrie. It just is what it is.
Exactly.
People are forgetting. Sixers squad's going to be together for 8 games so far. The powerhouse from the East is going to be coming. 76ers NBA championship.
I'm sorry, what was that? I missed what he was saying there. I was listening.
The powerhouse of the East is coming, saying the Sixers are going to be the powerhouse in the East.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
I'm with Tyrone on that New Mexico State game. My God, they had all the chances in the world to win that game. And that kid, empathy for that kid. No, I hope that kid lives with that for the rest of his life. My God, the ball didn't even come close to the rim. I'm with you, Tyrone. I'm upset. My bracket might be broken now.
That's a shame. Mexico State couldn't pull it off. They had plenty of chances to do it. It didn't get done. I was just looking at the Phillies lineup tonight. Phillies play the Yankees in Tampa tonight.
Yeah.
Jetpack's leading off, playing third base.
Okay.
Herrera hitting two, center field. Franco's playing first base today.
Interesting.
Your boy hitting fourth.
Nick Williams?
Nicky W.
Yeah.
Altair's in right field. Nick Gulpi is your starting shortstop.
Sean
Rodriguez is about 1-for-27 playing second base. Shane Robinson's your DH, and Brantley's the catcher.
Right.
Skeleton crew they brought to Tampa tonight.
Yeah.
Here's one of my all-time biggest pet peeves. Somebody will have like a hoagie or a cold sandwich and they eat french fries, hot french fries with ketchup on them, with a cold sandwich. That's the most ignorant thing I've ever seen, Mike. It's just, I don't understand how you can eat a cold sandwich with hot french fries.
That's the
what?
Were you supposed to eat cold french fries?
Plenty of people eat cold sandwiches with hot fries. It's a
turkey hoagie, any kind of
side dish.
You get a fry.
Come on, brother.
Hey, I just heard Linda call in. We got to do some kind of fundraiser. Get her a TV, get some money up, and get her basic cable for maybe 5 years or something. I think that would be a good thing for us to do. I'm sure there's a lot of people with big hearts in the Philadelphia area. Yes.
We have had a couple calls that volunteer, but you can't get basic cable's not going to get you to ball games. So,
yeah, no, it does.
Oh, it does?
NBC. No.
Basic cable, NBC Sports Philly?
Yes.
No.
Yes. On Comcast with basic cable. It's not the lowest package, but you don't have to have a premium package. You don't need
HBO. You have to have the sports package.
Yeah, basic and the sports package. Sports package is only like an extra $8.
It's not.
It's $8 to $9. That's how it is for me.
It wasn't in Philadelphia.
Well, in Jersey,
I'll just say that. In Philadelphia, $9.99. That's not how much it costs.
Because I got the seasonal package down the shore where I reduced it to, like, you know, $50-some. But I don't get NBC Sports Philly.
In Philly, the sports package puts you up another $40 to $50.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705.
And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, no sound off. 610-771-9705 for future reference. Coming up on the radio side, Devon and Mark Farzetta will be from Ocean Resort in Atlantic City Broadcasting, and then Torty and Stazak will follow them. On the TV side, stay tuned on NBC Sports Philadelphia for Quick Slants. Everybody have a great rest of the night. I'm sitting around watching the tournament eating chips. I don't know about you. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.